Hang on, kids, we're almost there. Sam floored it through several red lights, dodging the vehicles crossing the intersection. Pedestrians on the sidewalk stared in awe as he flew past them. The kids begged him to slow down, but he refused to listen. Reaching into his pocket, he pulled out his cell phone and dialed.
Brian?
Brian, it's Sam. I'm getting ready to pull in.
No, listen to me. Keep everyone inside the store. No one leaves, okay? Just do it!
He tossed the phone onto the dashboard and peeled into the parking lot. Holding down the Jeep's horn, customers from the neighboring stores darted out of the way, some diving for safety behind parked cars. Sam barreled towards Costbusters, quickly scanning the area. No one was dead. Their flesh hadn't been burned off their bones. Everyone seemed fine, except for being startled by his erratic driving. A few strangers reached for their phones, undoubtedly contacting the authorities. There was no need. Sam stared at the blue and red lights in his rear view. The unmarked cruiser had also pulled into the parking lot, and it was approaching rapidly. Sam slammed on the brakes as he neared the store's front apron. As soon as the Jeep came to a complete stop, Jenny threw open her door and booked it down the street. Sam opened his mouth to tell her to go inside the store where it was safe, but it was too late. The woman was halfway to the highway, running full speed in the opposite direction, leaving the cartoon-faced towel behind. Sam wondered how far she'd get before bursting into flames. Turning his attention back to the store, he saw Brian trying to keep the customers and employees calm. Grabbing the towel he had used to keep himself safe, Sam covered himself, pushed open the door, and raced to the back of the Jeep. He opened the back door and tossed the towels to the kids.
"Put those on over your heads and get inside."
"What? Why?"
Becky asked.
"Don't argue with me. Just do what I tell you."
"What about Mom?"
"Dana will go get Mom after we're safe, I promise. Now just put the towel on and go inside, okay?"
She nodded and followed Matt and Becky inside the store. Sam followed, but the squealing tires nearing caused him to abruptly cease movement. Turning, he saw the unmarked police car skidding to a complete stop. Instantly, a man in a suit jacket stepped out of the car, drawing his gun.
"Hands in the air! Come on, asshole, let me see them!"
he shouted, pointing his revolver at Sam. Nervously, he raised his hands.
"Officer, you need to listen to me. You need to—"
The officer motioned his gun to the ground.
"Get down, now! If you'll just listen to me, I can explain. Do it! Do it now!"
he shouted, taking a few steps toward Sam. In the shade of the front apron, Sam took to his knees, pleading with the officer.
"It's not safe out there! You need to come inside, out of the sun!" "That's enough! Stay—"
he stopped, pausing to feel his forehead.
"Remain silent!"
"Get back in the car!"
a woman shouted from the cruiser's passenger seat.
"Get out of there right now!"
Wearily, he faced the cruiser. Sweat poured from his hairline. Looking over his hands, he watched his skin bubble and pulsate like a bowl of boiling water. Smoke began to rise off his shoulders and neck. He took a strenuous step toward the car, then another.
"Come on, move it!"
Tossing his sweat-soaked jacket aside, he tried to take another step but fell to one knee. He tried to holster his revolver, but it fell from his grip as his fingers became nothing but blackened dust, eventually drifting away with the warm summer breeze. His partner couldn't speak. She couldn't scream. Neither could Sam, nor anyone inside the warehouse. All they could do was witness the man burst into flames and burn like an insect trapped beneath the concentrated rays of a magnifying glass. For a moment, they thought they heard him beg for help, but no one could tell for sure. No one moved. On one of the hottest days in history, everyone was frozen. For several moments after it was over, no one twitched a muscle. The woman cop in street clothes fixed her eyes on the pile of black ash. Her gaze was eventually interrupted by the colorful threads of the beach towel that had landed just outside her door. Staring at it, she looked to Sam.
"Either put that on," he said, pointing to the towel, "or wait until dark, but for Christ's sakes, don't you dare step into the light!"